Can I have your attention? This meeting of the Bass River Township Planning Board is being held in conformance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This notice was published in the Atlantic City Press newspaper and the Beacon newspaper on January 9, 2025. This notice was given to the municipal clerk and posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building and on the township website. Would everyone please rise for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Adams.
Yes.
Ms. Allen.
Yes.
Ms. Rufo.
Yes.
Mr. Neuweiler.
Here.
Mr. Steele.
Yes.
Ms. Turlish.
Yes.
Mr. McGettigan.
Here.
Ms. Dillon.
Here.
Ms. Fritz.
Here.
Mr. Ewart.
Here.
Ms. Crowley.
Here.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, we don't have any resolutions for memorialization. The minutes were submitted for approval. Has everyone read the minutes, had a chance to read the minutes? And do we have a motion to accept the minutes?
Motion.
Jane and Melinda.
Oh, I didn't hear Melinda.
Nope, she just raised her hand. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. We don't have any applications, but we do have a letter from the County of Burlington, as soon as I find it, regarding George Kurtz's property on East Greenbush Road. The email will confirm that you, on behalf of the above-referenced application, have granted a 30-day extension of the Burlington County Planning Board review period. This review period will end on April 4th, 2025. By signing below, you are confirming that this agreement to the extension. Please sign, email, and fax back the back of this office within 3 business days of receipt. This office is also requesting a contemporary extension from the subject municipality, which also is required in order to violate this extension. So we will be signing that.
Yeah, there's no formal action that the planning board actually has to take. I talked it over with Frank. We're just consenting to the county granting more time under their clock. Yeah. We're still within the 190 days of a minor subdivision from our clock. So it doesn't require any amended approval from the board here.
We also received from the County of Burlington the engineering approval for the final plan for the subdivision for Mr. and Mrs. Mathis. So that has been passed through. All right. Old business, the cannabis. Has anything, Mayor, taken place with the committee, the council?
It was a 2-1 vote that they want to have the retail.
2-1 in favor or against?
In favor.
Okay.
So, in saying all that, I think it's something we need to talk about as far as then zoning.
Where we want it.
Right.
Okay.
So at that point, I just put out there north of Job's Creek.
Is there a spot out there?
I don't know. I didn't apply.
Okay,
that's
that
a good
would.
Idea. That's a good idea.
If
they
agree.
Yes, yes, everybody agreed.
I concur. I concur.
What zone is that?
It's important to know what zone it is.
Wow, I don't have a clue.
Bob, look on the map.
North of Job's Creek.
Because you want to, if you are going to allow it, you're going to want it in a zone that allows other type of retail, because otherwise the Pine Lands Commission may have an issue with it.
Well, on that side of the
little bridge past,
it's
not Pine Lands on that side of the parkway now.
It's not Pine Lands.
Okay, well then it's okay.
Got a bridge over there.
Isn't it highway commercial?
I believe it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I do believe so.
So go north on 9, past Viking.
It's highway commercial up to the airport. Yeah, well, it's right here. I can't see where.
Yeah, before that, south of that.
South of Monument Field, there's a highway commercial piece right there. Is that what you're thinking?
Is Viking on there?
No, that's on the other side of the road. There's a little highway commercial piece.
That's right.
South of Monument Field.
That's right.
Is that what you're thinking?
Well, that would be the area.
That would be highway commercial in that one spot.
That would be the area.
Might only be one property though.
Well, and then on the.
Well, how many did they?
On the Bayside, there's like 100 acres for sale.
As of right now, nobody has applied for retail.
But how many are we allowing?
One.
One, okay. So we only need one piece of property then. Okay. Does anyone else have any suggestions, ideas, thoughts, questions? We'll get to the audience in a minute. No? Nothing? Are we in agreement on anything north? What is it, west?
North.
North? North of Job's Creek?
Yeah, there's some. I remember the sign on the going north on the right hand side. There's 100 acres.
Right.
A couple of big pieces up there.
So it's retail, they're not going to need a big piece of property.
No, I understand.
I have a vegetable stand.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Right, another vegetable stand.
Well, there's a highway commercial zone up there, so I would say if you're going to permit it in the highway commercial zone north of Joe's
Creek.
North of Joe's Creek. Yeah, we're saying north of Joe's Creek, heading north on 9.
Yeah, 9 kind of goes off.
They have to do it first.
Either way.
As a farmer, he knows his directions.
All right, Mayor.
The way the process would work, if that's the direction that this is headed, is that the zoning amendment would have to be introduced to allow for one retail Class 5 cannabis dispensary, and you could do a cannabis overlay, which is what a lot of towns do, identify properties that you think are appropriate for it. If you keep it on the non-Pineland side, that's one state agency that you don't have reviewing it, if you want to be efficient. But it would require a zoning amendment, and then anyone coming in for the dispensary would have to come in before this board for a site plan approval. And we have to consider such things for the dispensary. I think the key issue is going to be parking, among other things, but I've drafted several cannabis ordinances. They're typically conditional uses, and the conditions are security, make sure there's enough security for it, enough parking, no outdoor displays, which they're not allowed to do anyway under the state law, but there's things you can put in the ordinance just to control any issues with the use. And I can give you some samples if you want to see what the conditions are.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So does that have to go, that goes through us, or it goes through?
Well, if you want the land use board to provide recommendations to the commissioners, you could decide that, and then they'd act on your recommendation, or it could start at the commissioners, either or, doesn't matter.
Does anyone have a preference? Do we all agree north of Job's Creek?
Oh, yeah, keep it towards Tucker and keep it going.
Does anybody have any other ideas or disagreements, or speak now or forever hold your peace?
it's the U.S. of A., so we should make, if somebody's interested in doing that, we should make a spot available, but we don't have to make it easy. You know, we don't, I mean.
Well, you just want controls.
Like, yeah, we just want, yeah. Yeah, the it was like we did with the topless donut bar, you know. Remember that?
This is just that
was a good.
Do we need a letter of Natalie?
It was fun, Mayor, how
do you want to proceed with this? Do you want the ordinance to allow this to originate at the commissioners or here?
Well, it was a 2-1 vote. I think we'll just see what this board wants to do.
Okay.
I mean, it was.
Well, I'll give you at the next meeting a sample of the conditions and maybe with Frank's help, maybe delineate an area for it so that we can put it on.
Well, there's a portion of the highway commercial zone at the end of town, so there's a number of lots that are in that. So you wouldn't want it outside that zone. So
right.
We probably want to come up with a list of properties in that zone.
You could identify it by block and lot.
Yeah.
That's just as easy.
And then identify those properties up in this area that are in the highway commercial zone.
Yep. Okay.
Leave it at that and see if anybody shows up.
Okay.
As of right now, there's been nothing.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
The other thing, I was in contact with Chatsworth Mayor.
Yes.
And they allowed no growers but one retail. And
yes.
In their ordinance, it had to be 5 miles from any playground or school.
5 miles?
Five miles. That was in their ordinance.
Wow.
They had to go by.
Wow.
That's the location where it's going on 72.
Because typically,
that's exactly where it's going. Whoever said that.
And with the conditional, that's helpful. What are the conditional use standards you typically see? Is how far do you want it from a school or a church?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you...
Playground?
It's not as much of a stigma as it was.
Yeah. Well, the only thing is you got to be careful, because if you make the reach of the buffer too big, right, and there's no effective way to put it there, you've effectively gutted the idea of even allowing it. So.
Well, maybe that's what they tried to do.
Yeah, that's what they... Yeah, it could be.
If you look at Damon's bowl cutting,
I don't think everyone was thinking that.
Well, you wasn't.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I was for it. So I am for it.
There are no schools or playgrounds up in the north end of our municipality under the town.
No, we don't have.
Okay, well then, there you go.
I think you're fine.
Yeah.
We just have to work the things out.
And there's no such standards for liquor stores.
Where is it? I don't want
just
to
say.
All right, so we will table the rest of this until next month.
Yes.
In terms of growth facilities, because we're an agricultural community, if Chatsworth just went for retail,
there is a commercial property right here.
Yeah.
There's a.
I kind of like the idea of focusing more towards agriculture.
Remember the old TVs were right there. Yeah.
It's low traffic. It's quiet.
All right, we'll see.
And then you're going to get the whole state, and let everybody else take the traffic. It's agriculture. Well, that's what, if you're looking to generate some income, tax revenue, and that's what it's about.
2%.
The quietest, simplest gardening guys, you know, I mean, what could you ask? What could be better for that neighborhood? I don't know.
We'll come Atlantic City.
They have enough.
Well, there's nothing for sale.
They're closing them down in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
There's not enough business.
I know. I did the building in Warretown. The pots were. I did all these buildings. Started out on medical.
What town was that?
Okay, if there's nothing else, we will hold it until next month, and
yes,
we get more information that we can actually
I'll give you some sample ordinance stuff so you can figure out what
make our ordinance.
What you want in it and where you're going to allow it.
Perfect.
One other thing, Chris.
Yeah.
I'd like to put in that prohibit cannabis consumption in public areas.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a pretty standard condition.
Because something came out about that, and they said that we should act on that, either a yes or a no.
Okay.
Have the state regulations, and this question said on the answer, have they done the consumption monitors yet?
That I don't know.
That's a whole different license.
That's why I'm asking about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very, there's only a, I think, a handful. I think there might be one in Atlantic City. I'm not sure. But, I mean, that's, most towns have not gotten to that point where they want to consider that, so.
The only other thing I have is affordable housing. Did you send that letter out that we're not in favor of that?
Yeah, well, we notified them, but I don't recommend pursuing the affordable housing challenge. And the reason is this, the cost in terms of professionals, the planners, engineers, attorney fees can be in the thousands of dollars. And for the demographics that is Bass River, where you have no public water and no sewer, I mean, the way to make affordable housing work is there's a 20% set aside. So to produce 30 units, you almost have to build, I think you got to build a
thousand houses.
Several hundred housing units just to get the 30 units set aside, and there's no zoning in Bass River that can even accommodate that.
And now, no sewage facility or septic facility.
Now, as far as the issue with the accessory dwelling units, I tend to think that if someone wants to build an accessory dwelling unit, if the state passes a law for that, they're not going to want a deed restriction on the rental price or the sales price of that accessory dwelling unit as an affordable unit, because it decreases its marketability
for 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, if it's a market rate, if it's a market rate accessory dwelling unit, and we're talking about a statute that may or may never happen. We don't, you know, I've heard a lot of talk about it for the last year or two, but I haven't seen it gain any traction. So I really don't think it's, the township's monies would be better spent for other things. I don't think it's something you would want to pursue. You'd have to pursue a declaratory judgment action against the affordable housing entity and go through a whole process. And like I said, this the studies, talking to my boss, who's affordable housing council for about five or six towns. The fees are in the tens of thousands. You know, it could be $100,000.
The last time it came up 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
it was Clinton, I think.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, you have to, they wanted more set aside for affordable. And we sent them a map. We sent them the map that said where. You know, there's just.
What you have to know is.
One lot on North Maple Avenue, now it's underwater.
The Council on Affordable Housing Regulations that mandated all the quotas, they've been around for close to 45 years. And I can tell you, there has not been one town that's strictly in the Pine Lands that's been sued by a developer asking for a right to build a housing, because the math doesn't work for the builders.
Right.
They can't get the state. You think the state's going to run sewer lines in the Bass River that would allow for more growth, that would mess up everything? The Pine Lands would never sign off on it either.
Well, Paffer would either.
Yeah.
You're
actually protected.
You're protected.
You're actually, there's few things you can thank the Pine Lands Commission for. This is one of them.
And just also let me know the one thing that they are finding, and they just found it incorrect, the mapping and the aerial and drone footage that they're using is woefully defective. They're finding that they identified the current public works yard and facility that's open for development. Another community that they missed, they identified 140 acres as developable and it's all wet. So there may be some challenges with the numbers that were assigned across the board.
Yeah, that's somebody up in Brandon. They wrote it up and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, we haven't been assigned for anything.
Yeah, 30 units, and they wanted the municipalities that the numerous articles that came out was, well, that's our offer. What do you want? What do you think is appropriate? And they wanted municipalities to accept it.
Yeah, not appropriate.
We're saying we think that's a little high. We think we're more suited for 5, 10, 15 units based on our lack of sewer infrastructure, lack of all that, and 95%.
And then when they lure you in, they'll say, what are you willing to commit to? And then they're trying to make you pay for something which otherwise isn't going to happen anyway. So that's.
And that, the last time we just said it was inappropriate, we didn't have any room.
So anyway.
Okay,
I have other towns in your situation that are in both Capra and Pinehams that are doing the same thing. They're not doing the same.
The only towns that have a problem.
No water, no city sewer or water. The developer is going to come in. If they did build, they'd have to build. The affordable unit has to be the same quality as the market unit.
Yeah.
And it's,
doesn't work.
They have a few over on LBI, and they're not happy. The developers aren't happy that they had to do it.
Normally, townhouse or apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Where town? I did a number of inspections on those up there.
And they have water and sewer. So, you can build more units.
And they actually look pretty good, and so I believe them. Yeah.
Well, they have to be the same as the unit they sell to at a market rate. So
they look good.
Yes.
Yeah. The only town I can think of in the Pinelands that might have an obligation might be Hamilton. Because they had all the sewer in place before Pinelands came into being. So
you have to have a developer that's going to come in and do that.
Right.
And there's not that many out there that are going to do that.
Yep.
So.
Even in
Hamilton.
Right.
The only other thing I have is Matthew Craig. Do you know him?
Matthew Craig.
He's from the state, and he's going to come down. I'm going to get him on the agenda for our township meeting. So you want to spread the word. He's going to talk about this. He's in charge of cannabis for the state. And he asked me, what do you want me there for, a presentation or questions and answers? I said both. So he will be on our agenda. I talked to him today for our March meeting.
Do you know the date of that meeting?
Huh?
Mayor, do you know the date of that meeting?
I think it's March 10th. Is that
right? Sounds kind of right, because we would be March 19th. The second Monday?
March
10th.
March 10th?
Yeah.
So he's going to get back to me, so I'm sure he's going to be there on March 10th.
Yeah. Are you going to ask Mayor, are you going to ask him if he wants to come to the March 19th meeting, our planning board?
If he's wanting, I can do that too.
Just so I can put it on the agenda.
That would be a nice idea if it's possible. If not, then let us know and maybe we can all be at the meeting.
Yeah. He wanted to know where the most people came, whether it be the planning and zoning or township meeting. I said usually the township meeting. But I can have him come to both.
Would it be to our benefit to make it town known and do it a separate night, just that?
But then we have to pay the attorney to come, because there'll be three commissioners there.
Yeah, advertise it for the township.
Yes, yeah, I mean
whatever is decided there.
Let me ask you a question now, because I didn't move forward. The board, do you want to talk to him first?
Well, we're not going to be able to do anything. He's
no, do that without the town, without the commissioners.
Right.
So we'll all meet there on the 19th.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to come, the 19th is the night.
So our meeting.
The 10th.
Or the 10th, I'm
the
sorry.
10th.
The 10th of March.
Okay.
19th is our meeting.
Right.
Yes, sir.
The 10th, yes. Okay. All right. And you'll keep Natalie informed so she can let us know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, at this time, I need a motion to open it up.
Hold on, I have one more thing.
We didn't get to board discussion yet, Mayor.
Oh, I don't. Do we have any more about the body shop on Route 9 in South Maple? Any more talk about that?
Is that the Krolik guy? I have not.
What's his name?
The Krolik?
We're across the street here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, sir, I haven't received anything.
Wait a minute, we'll get the right name here in a second.
Kevin Kowalik.
Kevin Kowalik.
Kowalik.
Yes.
So no more.
I'm finished.
I'm all done.
Yeah, I don't know that he knew.
He didn't know he had that many regulatory agencies to go to.
To go to, yeah.
Put it that way. So I'm not sure if you're ever going to see him.
Yeah, he looked very surprised.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to him after that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and filled him in on what the agency did.
We need a motion to open the meeting up to the public.
Motion.
Second.
Bob and Jane.
Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Yes, sir. Your name and address.
Jack McKernan, Greenbush Road, for the attorney. But on the retail for cannabis,
yes.
Is there a certain area, or would this be like for the engineer? Do they have to have so many acres and parking spots?
Yeah, that would be a criteria, minimum lot area. The size of it, you want to have enough for a store and enough for parking.
Right.
It'd probably be comparable to...
What's the regulation for commercial there on Route 9?
We haven't really decided what we're going to do yet until we see some sample ordinances.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to see some sample ordinances. Now, if the AC zone just by happenstance has good bulk requirements for a cannabis use, maybe you just adopt those.
I mean, highway commercial is 3.2 acres.
What is it?
3.2.
And that's enough.
So, 3.2 should be plenty for retail cannabis facilities.
That's to have enough for a building and parking.
I'm not even sure if the property's up there or that big.
Yeah.
So I'll take a look at the tax map.
Find what's...
What's that?
Work.
Okay, does anyone else have any questions? Comments? Thoughts? Yes, ma'am. Can you stand up?
Excuse me.
I heard that...
Your name and address, please. Did you get that?
No, I did not.
Jeannie Ricky. Riccio. What was your address, ma'am?
105 National Union Boulevard.
105 National Union Boulevard. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Is that Mystic Island?
Yes.
Yeah.
The leg.
We're considering purchasing a property here on North Maple.
Okay.
And years ago, my father was going to purchase a property over by the gas station, and he was told that if it burnt down because it wasn't a certain size lot, he couldn't rebuild it, the land would become dead property. I was wondering if that's the same for Maple. If we bought it, God forbid, it burnt down for any reason, would we be able to rebuild on it?
I think in the ordinance, there's a period you're allowed to rebuild a house if it's destroyed by fire.
Yeah, I believe it's at least a year.
Yeah.
So you would be able to rebuild, yes.
Yeah. That's only if it's an undersized lot.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a regular size lot, you're permitted.
How big is the lot, do you know?
It's not an acre.
Right. So it'll be a year. On another
yeah, you'd have a year.
Okay. To start.
To start. And then you could always get extensions if you carry it to the board.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome. Does anyone else have any questions? No? Yes.
I'm Evan Manoresi, 49 Dish Mill Road. The questions about the affordable housing, would it be too much to ask to be filled in a little bit on that? And you said something about attached or detached units, or?
That's just...
Are they separate concerns?
They're separate concerns, but the context of it at the meeting last month was it could be a location for affordable housing if someone does an accessory dwelling unit. They say, I'll make it an affordable housing unit. You'll get credit for it. But when you make something affordable housing, if it's a rental, you gotta agree to a reduced rent.
And if it's a
for sale accessory dwelling unit, it's gotta have
a cap on the sales price.
Yeah.
For 30, 40 years, who, if you own the property, do you want to do that to your property? No.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? If not, we need a motion to close the meeting to the public.
Make a motion.
Mickey Steele. Second. Mayor. Okay. Board discussion. Is there anything else that the board would like to bring up before we adjourn? No? Nothing? Okay. I need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion.
Mayor and second. Melinda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening. Stay warm.
Yeah, it's rich
again. Sure is. Yeah, I
got a card. Good job.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Got your email about that course. I have to take a course.